This is America Weekend. I'm Mike Bennett. In a moment, we'll talk with our animal advocate, Anne-Marie Lucas, about what to do with your pets when you go away on vacation. But first, on average, people take in over 1,000 calories when they eat at Chipotle. The typical order at that restaurant has about 1,070 calories. That's more than half of the calories that most adults are supposed to eat in an entire day. Also, the meal usually has a full day's worth of sodium. Some customers do order meals with fewer than 650 calories, such as a cheese-free burrito bowl, but about 1 in 10 meals has more than 1,600 calories at Chipotle. Well, Valentine's Day was an epic fail for some 1-800-Flowers customers. They've been dealing with complaints after multiple orders showed up wrong or ruined for Valentine's Day. The cold weather destroyed some orders after they were left on doorsteps. Several people posted photos on Twitter of their orders and tagged 1-800-Flowers. The company says it's replying directly to all complaints. And the CompuBody is a new item that doubles as both clothing and a computer accessory. It's a knitted blanket which fits over your head like a hoodie and then connects like a sweater over your laptop screen and around your hands. It's a way to keep you warm using the heat from your laptop while also giving you privacy for what you're working on, in case you're working in an extremely cold but extremely public place. A weekly contributor is our animal advocate, Anne-Marie Lucas, formerly of Animal Precinct on Animal Planet. Good morning, Anne-Marie.
Good morning, Mike.
Well, I love talking to you because you always have such great ideas about pets and what to do. Now, what about people who are trying to get out of, say, the cold weather or going on vacation in the next few weeks or months? What do they do with their pets when they go away?
Yes, always a cause for concern with a pet owner who loves their pets like they're their children. What do you do? Who do you trust? There's many different ways that you can go. The old way used to be a kennel. You would put your dog in a kennel, and that was pretty much the only option. Well, nowadays, there are so many different options. You can have a pet sitter come into your home, and there are certain services that you can use, but certainly you want to make sure that they're a reliable person. They come with good references. There are family and friends. I mean, that's who you should start with, I believe. If you have reliable, responsible family and friends, ask them first, because you never know. They might be willing to come to your house and spend that time while you're away at your house, which is always the best option, because as we know, pets love routine. Or they might even be able to take them into their own home and take care of your pets that way. There's, you know, pet motels, pet hotels, all things that you need to research before you bring your dog or cat to a location other than your home.
All right, so we've heard, like you say, of the dog kennels, but what is a dog hotel and a motel? Is it just more upscale than a kennel?
Exactly. It's a little more upscale. They say that your dog will not be in a kennel, like a cold concrete kennel. They'll be in a room. They might have a little bed with a TV, which is fine, and certainly an upgrade from a cold kennel, where it's very stressful. Let me just say this. There's a reason why other options are available nowadays, because if you put your dog in a kennel, you risk them coming back a different dog. I've seen it happen over and over again, and not to discredit kennels, but it's very hard when you have 30, 40 dogs to take care of. It sort of becomes like a machine, and you just feed the dogs and they get very minimal care. But they're safe, and that's why some people, you know, still opt to use a kennel. A pet motel or a hotel offers more services. They might have more playtime. They might have a doggy daycare attached to it, which is really kind of cool, because your dog gets to play all day and then they go to into a private room, or if you have two dogs, they can go in together. And that certainly is an option. But you have to do your research. It's really important to do a trial run with anything that you decide to do, whether it's a pet sitter in your home or whether it's a pet hotel or a friend's house even. Do an overnight stay and do a trial run to make sure it works out. You know, nothing's worse than going on vacation and then getting a call that something has happened because it's not working out, because you didn't do that extra step.
What's the best way to check out the credentials of a pet sitter?
That's a great point. I used to deal with this all the time when I was an animal cop in New York City. This would happen all the time. The people would come home from vacation and the animal had not been taken care of. And it happened a lot with cats. I always recommend keeping cats at home and having someone come in at least once a day to take care of your cats. You have to get good references. If you're using a pet sitting service, you might want to make sure they're bonded and insured. But although that doesn't always make for a great pet sitter, use references, ask your local vet. Local vet techs are always looking for extra work. And they make great pet sitters. They're usually very responsible. Anyone in the animal field, maybe your groomer has a sister or a brother or a nephew or a niece that does pet sitting on the side. The thing about pet sitters is that once someone gets a good pet sitter, they don't like to tell anybody about it because they want to keep them for themselves, whether they do their daily dog walking or pet sitting. So if you can find a good pet sitter, treat them very well, and make sure that they're exactly what you're looking for. You know, again, there are many different options to go, but making sure it works for your family is the only way to ensure that you have a wonderful vacation and you don't have to worry. And I always recommend texting or calling and checking in with your pet sitter or wherever they are, in a kennel or a pet motel. Make sure you check in. Some of them have video feeds that you can watch your animal, which is always wonderful. You can, you know, have a worry-free vacation that way.
You can even do FaceTime, I suppose, if they set up a phone by the animal.
Absolutely. I mean, that's the great thing about technology nowadays. We don't have to worry as much because you can insist and use a service, whatever it may be, that certainly lets you have contact with your pet. Listen, the worst thing is going on vacation and worrying. I know this for a fact, worrying about your pets and what's happening back home. And I think the most important thing is to see what works for you and for your pet. It depends on, you know, the temperament of your pet. Are they a dog or a cat that doesn't like other people outside the family? That's always a consideration. If you have a challenging dog, for instance, hard to find somebody to come and take care of that dog. So you really have to do your homework. And again, that trial run is the most important thing that I recommend.
Would be funny if your pet ended up in a hotel that was better than the one that you were staying at on vacation.
And let me tell you something. There's another thing, the cost associated with all of this. You really need to build that into your finances because, again, you get what you pay for with a lot of services. And pet motels are definitely more expensive than kennels. And that's why a lot of people opt for kennels. But, you know, the vet bills and the stress that it causes your pet is something to consider. And peace of mind. I mean, seriously, I think your pets are worth that extra few hundred dollars to have the best care possible for them.
All right. Now, some people have, you know, one or two dogs, so that's easy enough to figure out. But
yep.
Some people out there, I won't say any names, but they have, you know, lots of dogs, like, you know, more than a dozen dogs. So how is it possible to put all of them up in a hotel?
I have no idea what you're talking about.
Yeah, I know you don't.
We would never do that because our dogs are all special needs kinds of dogs. They have, you know, they came to us for a reason. They weren't highly adoptable, let's say. So we go on vacation separately, which is something we've been doing, which works too, which is kind of fun. But we're a very happily married couple, so certainly we want to go on vacation. So we would have somebody come over 3-4 times a day. And if we can, we have someone spend the night. But that doesn't happen very often because we do have so many animals. And, you know, I worry about them a lot. So it's always a challenge.
The cost is something to consider. So you don't want to spend all your money on your vacation, then realize you have no place to put the animals.
Exactly. And, you know, definitely build that into your cost. I mean, we have to spend, you know, at least, if we were to go away for a week, it would be at least $1,000 to have someone come in and take care of our pets because we have so many. Or even if we brought them to, oh, there's a new service out, I should mention. And I'm not recommending them, but I'm certainly saying you can check them out. There are services out there like dogvacay.com, which I've heard about. I've done a little research. You can go and find a family online who will accept your dog into their home for the week. But again, that, you know, you never know who you're getting, so you certainly have to check references and check them out before you just send your dog off someplace. You know, because that's, people realize that this service is something that's certainly needed. So a lot of care.com, you know, you see those ads out there as well for pet sitters and that sort of thing. So again, don't trust people on their word. You know, either someone that you know or someone else knows that is reliable is the only way to go.
All right, and the Anne-Marie Lucas pet tip of the week.
There's this new thing that sleep experts are saying that you should get rid of your pillows every year, replace your pillows, you know, the pillows that you sleep with on your bed. I have a bunch of pillows that I don't know what to do with. So I decided to use them for our dogs who love to sleep on our pillows. So I figured, well, why not just take those pillows that we're not using anymore and use them in their crates or on the couch? I even put one on the floor, and my dogs all seem to gravitate toward the pillow. You can put a soft t-shirt, an old t-shirt of yours, or an old sweatshirt over it as a pillowcase. And dogs just love this. They love to do what we do as humans because they like to think of themselves as humans sometimes. So why not use those pillows? You can put them at the end of your bed, and hopefully your dog will gravitate toward the end of your bed instead of sleeping on your pillow, which I've done this, and it seems to work. Always trying to find ways to recycle things within the house and also make our dogs and cats. I use it for my cats as well. They love it. I put it on a chair or on, you know, in their kitty cat room. I put them all over, and they love it.
All right, so don't throw out that pillow. Take it off your bed, but give it to the animals.
Exactly. Why not?
I love it. Anne Marie, always a pleasure talking to you. We'll chat next week.
Thanks, Mike. Take care.
With Anne Marie Lucas, our animal advocate, I'm Mike Bennett, and you're listening to America Weekend on the Envision Radio Network.
Order in the court.
This is attorney Jay Coleman with the final verdict. By the time Jason was 15, he'd been arrested for shoplifting and car theft several times. But now that Jason is 18, he's turned his life around. As he applies for his first job, he's afraid his criminal record will hold him back. He's even thought about lying about his past on job applications. So is there anything Jason can do about this situation, or does he just have to live with the consequences? The final verdict after this.
Do you have troubled skin or acne? With Proactive Plus, your acne can heal and you can help prevent new breakouts from happening. Call Proactive Plus now and receive a 60-day risk-free trial along with two free extras. Call 800-393-6139. That's 1-800-393-6139.
Juvenile records are confidential. They can only be released by the court. So Jason is not required to mention his juvenile offenses to his employer. And that's the final verdict.
Now, cheap psych tricks with Dr. Buff.
And Dr. Buff here. Want an easy way to make sure you spend less and buy more, say, in department stores? Well, big stores want your money, but you'll stay green if you know the social science of it. It's called price point priming, and here's how it works. At the end of every counter, there's always a big display of product price much below cost. You see it. You think, wow, that's a great price. Now you're both suckered and primed. Now you look at other similar products. They'll likely cost more than the competition, but you don't think about it because you're priced prime for the lower price. What's the cheap psychological trick? They've tricked you. You're suckered into believing that everything they carry is low priced. But if you shop around, you'll never allow yourself to be victimized by low point price priming. Got a question? Contact me at drbuff.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number.
Call 888-359-MYTV.